This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News. I've got my friend Todd Nettleton on the line from Voice of the Martyrs USA. We're going to be talking about Iran. There's been a lot of talk lately. There's a new VOM prayer guide I want to talk about in a second. But first, I'd like to focus on the ministry aspect inside Iran. You know, Todd, Christian workers were already struggling under the economic hardship that triggered the protests, and now there's all this social unrest to deal with. From your contacts, how are Christians doing now? I mean, there was a prayer thing in December, a prayer update, but have you heard anything since then?
Well, there is a lot going on in Iran, as you mentioned. You know, we know about the protests, first the protests against America. But then when it was revealed that it was Iran that had shot down the jet, the protests resumed against the government, saying, wait a minute, how can you say this? How can you do this? The economic situation is still very dire. It's a country that is facing hyperinflation, high unemployment rate. Basic food items have grown too expensive for the average person. And so many people are just eating bread and cheese. They are literally just getting by, subsisting. When our contacts inside the country are talking to people, they find that there's a lot of anger towards the government for different reasons, be it the jet that was shot down, be it other things. And remember, this is a government that for the last 40 years has said, we are running this country according to Islamic principles. And so to be angry at the government brings about the idea that maybe Islamic principles don't work. This the government that's doing it the Islamic way is the government I don't like. So maybe I don't like the Islamic way. And so that's what the people of Iran are finding. And our partners who are doing TV broadcasting by satellite and other methods into the country are getting a lot of calls right now about, okay, how do we deal with this situation? What does God, what does Jesus have to say about the situation we find ourselves in? So we are praying that this will be a time of great harvest in Iran.
And for those who may not know, can you just unpack why it's so hard economically to be a Christian? I mean, aside from the circumstances right now, why does following Christ bring such a high price?
Well, you know, it is economically, it is hard for everybody right now. But if you go back to what launched the protests in December, it was the government raised the gas prices in some cases by 300% overnight. Literally, you know, you wake up the next day and they say, oh, hey, by the way, gas just tripled in price today. And also, you can only buy a certain number of gallons. There's a ration system in place. Obviously, that affects everyone. But what our Christian brothers and sisters are saying is, hey, part of our ministry is getting in a car and driving to places to meet with believers, but also to evangelize, to share the gospel, not just driving across our city or across town, but literally driving around the country, driving to other cities where we have outreach events and where we have other churches that we're coordinating with. And so when gas prices tripled, the cost of their ministry tripled. And so that was a very significant thing for them. But like I say, that's not just Christians in Iran. That's affecting everybody.
And you guys have a special prayer guide or a special report that you guys are making available. I guess, why did you develop this? And what do you hope to see from it?
We are really excited about the 2020 Global Prayer Guide because the first request of persecuted Christians in places like Iran is that we will pray for them. They're not asking, hey, you know, send guns so that we can fight against our government or you know, help us get out of the country. What they're saying is pray for us, pray that we'll be faithful to Christ in spite of persecution. And so the Global Prayer Guide is a tool to help American Christians answer that request and to be able to pray not just God bless persecuted Christians, but really to be able to say, okay, I'm going to pray about the Christians in Iran, the prayer guide gives you what their situation is. What is the government? What is the persecutor? What do they believe? What is their philosophy or their motivation to come against the church? How hard is it to get a Bible in that country? What kinds of persecution are Christians facing? So that we can pray more specifically and I think more passionately for persecuted Christians around the world. And, you know, we hope every Christian in America will get a copy of this global prayer guide, put it beside your Bible or put it in the place where you have your devotional time or your prayer time, and use it throughout the year to answer that request of our persecuted brothers and sisters that we will pray for them.
And one last thought, quick thought before I let you go. How does prayer impact? I mean, have your partners said how it impacts their work? I'm specifically thinking of Iran.
Well, it absolutely has an impact. And I one of my favorite stories about the impact is a story from Gracia Burnham, who was held hostage in the Philippines along with her husband, Martin. I had the chance to interview Gracia for Voice of the Martyrs Radio, for our podcast. And I asked Gracia about that. You know, what did it mean that people were praying for you when you were held hostage in the jungles of the Philippines and having gun battles on a daily basis, literally running for your lives many times? What did it mean to you? And she said there were many times in the jungle where her and Martin would be sitting together and one of them would look at the other one and just give that reminder, hey, you know what? People are praying for us right now. And she talked about what a strengthening that was and what a comfort that was to them during those long months. And so that is a testimony from somebody who's been there about the difference that prayer makes. And one of the things that I pray when I pray for persecuted Christians is that God will supernaturally let them know that somebody's praying for them right at that moment. I believe the Holy Spirit has that power to say, hey, you're not forgotten. You're not all by yourself. Right now, there's somebody who's praying for you. And so that's one of my prayers. Lord, help them to know through your Holy Spirit, supernaturally, help this person that I'm praying for right now, help them to know that somebody's praying for them. I believe that prayer request is often answered. And I believe those prayers are a great encouragement, just as Gracia Burnham testified.